Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh shit!
Bam!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, and everyone else who has to have an internet connection to do something called porn online, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
And I'm your host, Trencher.
I am, of course, the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And real quick, before we start anything and everything, let's give out some basics. First off, our homepage, spankwagon.net. Go there. It's a good site. Second thing, we're always looking for people chatting with us, so there's several ways to do this. We have our cam and chat link, which you can find on spankwagon.net. If you're computer literate enough, you can then go ahead and try irc.slashnet.org, go to pound LV Rocks, the beautiful station we're broadcasting from.
That's on the internet. I don't know if you people know what that is.
Well, they may not know what it is. We know that the studio engineer has no fucking clue what the internet is.
Apparently not.
But anyhow, that's how you can chat with us live. Of course, we have a telephone, and that's for all of you who do listen to us live. If you listen to us pre-recorded, you're going to be calling in at the wrong times, and it may not be pretty. But our telephone number is
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
So now that we got that out of the way, I would like to go ahead and play some musical interlude. Yes, this is the latest and greatest. This is Sounds from Space.
Sounds more like you stuck a mic in a fucking drain pipe. Maybe if I was, like, at that old ride at Disneyland. Just listen to the bass I'm laying down. Pretend you're watching Doctor Who.
What you are listening to is intense radio emissions that have come from the planet Saturn.
Saturn?
Saturn, which has been monitored by the Cassini spacecraft. The radio waves are closely related to the auroras near the poles of the planet. The auroras are similar to what we call northern and southern lights. This is an audio file of, you know, this is basically an audio recording of those radio transmissions.
I'm sorry, dude. That's as impressive as putting a fucking CD-ROM into your CD player and hitting play.
Well, you know, and this to me is really cool. I mean, this is, though, and it is edited a little bit here, folks. And I don't mean edited for content. What it is this recording basically was crunched down and compressed. 73 seconds equals out to 27 minutes worth of audio.
Oh, come on, dude. So it's sped up.
And because the frequencies are so high, because they were doing it in an audio or radio range or radio wave range, they had to shift them down about factor of 44. But what you are hearing is actually alien radio waves from, well,
Saturn.
And yes, it, you know, all those years of science fiction TV had it right. They had it dead on right. Now, the reason I'm playing this, of course, is this past week we've had a lot of space things going on. Not only was this actually discovered, which I thought was really cool, plus there's a ton of other space sounds. I maybe should put something up on the wagon when I get a chance. But also the space shuttle Discovery finally went back up, the first space shuttle in 2 years to head back up into the cosmos.
Yes, and I got flamed on a message board because of that.
How'd you get flamed?
Because people are like, oh, the takeoff was amazing. I'm glad everything went all right. You know, like they're really into this shit. And I literally wrote, NASA equals NASCAR for the scientific community. You're just watching it for the crashes and explosions.
Oh, damn. So you're pretty much saying that you're not into it for science. You're into it for flames.
That's why people are watching the thing take off. It's like a flame pretty bad.
Well, you know, they've already regrounded the rest of the space shuttle crew, or all the other space shuttles, and they are going to ground the Discovery when it comes back
down. Because a piece of foam broke off. I don't get that.
They don't understand this foam stuff that they put on the rockets, the actual booster rockets. You know, it comes off. That is a heavy fucking vibration. We're not talking driving down like an what do you want to call it? Like a rough gravel road. No.
Ungraded?
Ungraded, thank you. You can't sit in the space shuttle and go, this is really cool, man. No, you're not doing that. But what they're saying is, well, until we figure out how to stop this foam from falling off, the shuttles are grounded. Huh.
Foam.
And you can't come out of your room.
Yeah, dude, they basically just wanted to go ahead and send somebody up there. That's why they're like sending up with gauges that don't work and shit. Basically, they're giving the appearance of buying a GM vehicle.
Well, did they get...
It'll get you there, but it may not work.
Did they get the shuttle at an employee discount rate?
Knowing NASA, no. That's a problem, dude. NASA needs to be fucking commercialized. If corporations ran NASA, good corporations, I mean, don't think AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jack Nasser running NASA. But no, man, NASA's dragging their feet on too much shit, dude.
Well, I don't know.
That entire center section of the shuttle, not the two rockets on the side, but that big orange one in the center.
Yeah, the fuel booster.
That gets burned up when it falls back into the atmosphere.
Most of it does, yes.
It goes away. We spend all
actually,
time
no, it doesn't burn up because I think it I don't think it deploys that high in the atmosphere. I don't
yes,
think
it does
it. Okay.
The two side ones parachute back into the Atlantic and they catch it.
I know
the
that.
The other one goes around the world and burns up and whatever remains lands in the Pacific.
Right, I know that.
But that pisses me off.
Why?
We waste all that money on that center fucking section. What got burned up and blown up with the fucking XPRIZE? Nothing.
You're right.
I don't understand.
Nothing got destroyed with XPRIZE, and yet they were able to take Burt Rutan and his designs.
Mm-hmm.
Were able to take a man 61 miles up into the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
which means he was literally on the edge of space.
Yeah, and I know that if we work even harder at that, we could do it.
So you're saying that spaceflight does not have to be.
Yeah, what I'm saying is
what
dude,
it is.
Oh, definitely. But think about it, dude. We're lifting dead weight straight up. Unlike a plane, which actually uses lift to help push it up. Now, somebody did counter this argument, and they were correct. You can't simply fly a plane up into space.
That's true.
It becomes a point where there's no air and no gas to ride upon, you can't go higher.
If he maybe scaled it up, then he could definitely keep the rocket going, because there is a rocket on the end of that.
Almost definitely.
By the way, Vert corroborates what you said. The main tank is ejected into space, burns up in atmosphere a while later. It's a fuel tank. It's mostly air by the time it burns up.
But still, that's a lot of fucking metal and shit we're, like, throwing away.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we can't simply take a plane, like a Learjet design,
okay,
take it and slingshot it up into space.
So basically sort of make a railgun for planes.
Not necessarily a railgun. I'm not saying anything like that. What I'm saying is the Learjet is able to, like, go faster than the speed of sound. I just don't see why we can't take a Learjet right there, combined like with the design of the XPRIZE type Burt Rutan capsule,
mm-hmm.
or actually you should probably say plane, and just do that. Where instead of going and trying to go straight up, you know, I mean, literally, it's like the space shuttle design right now is lifting dead weight.
Okay,
that's its entire
goal. Burt here in the chat room, also in the chat room, he is saying the XPRIZE plane cannot lift several tons of payload. The shuttle can and does. And you're absolutely right. The shuttle does lift several tons of payload with the rockets and everything they have. But if they have to ground over foam, over foam insulation. You know, there's something really bad if foam can take out the fucking wing of a
shuttle.
Well,
I can understand why, because, I mean, I think if Vert is, like, such a huge fan here, probably back me up. I believe by the time it reaches space, it's supposed to be hitting 17,000 miles an hour. So something that comes out and goes boom and falls off and hits at that.
Yeah, it does hit with such a force. You're right.
It just liquidizes it. So I do understand that. But what I'm saying is, I think it's just a shitty design. I understand the XPRIZE can't carry the payload that the shuttle does.
It's not that far off, though. I mean, the physics are there to do it.
I don't see why we can't do some, like, Spruce Goose type shit. That's just me. Like a gigantic fucking cargo plane that just goes boom and takes off like that. And has some serious fucking
with some serious rocket boost.
Yeah, basically have it run on regular jet fuel or whatever, you know, internal combustion to get it up into the fucking atmosphere, and then once internal combustion never functions because of lack of oxygen to catalyst to complete fire, hit fucking rocket boosters for a chemical fire and just shoot the rest of that shit straight on up.
You know, that makes pretty good sense there. And also several tons of payload. Now, of course, the reason they need the tons of payload, you know, is to build the space stations up there or launch satellites because, you know, you got to be able to launch your MTV satellites and whatnot and your failed Iridium satellites and things like that.
Black-starred satellites and shit flying around in space.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I guess I'm reading in the chat room here, Vert is saying that these are big pieces of foam. From the size of a bus, around 500 pounds for foam. I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's sad that they had to reground the fleet. It's really sad that they did it so soon without really getting an answer. Now, I understand that they said, we're regrounding until we have an answer. Who's to say, why not be optimistic? Don't ground the flight. Just take 2 years for another shuttle flight. No harm in that.
Oh, I agree.
And it's better PR for NASA. Mm-hmm. It makes us look better. I mean, I'm really honestly saying this.
Well, what pisses me off is...
Oh, we're grounding it.
Well, even more than that, dude. What we need to do... Fuck the International Space Station. I'm sorry, dude. Let the fucking cosmonauts... Because their shit seems to work fine.
When it works. The air exchangers are starting to fail. But they're old. But, and the person who invented the air exchangers died. And along with him died the technology. So they have to reverse engineer air exchangers.
Lovely.
Yes.
No, man, but I mean, it's like, dude, we have the fucking Hubble up there right now. And the Hubble's just going to fall back to Earth and burn up. Mm-hmm. The shit we spent so much time and money on doing.
And even gave it a pair of glasses.
Yeah. Why are we pissing away our time with this other shit right there, dude? I'm saying don't ground fucking space flights. I'm saying, shit, why not get another one up there as soon as possible so we can save the fucking Hubble? That's a lot of fucking money.
Well, the Hubble, you know, supposedly the Hubble's done its job, though. You know, and they don't want to do the big eye in the sky. They want to start working on more radio telescopes on the ground.
You know what, though, dude? It's
Or smaller satellites that can do, you know, that can actually go places and send information.
It's already up there. And if nothing else, dude, you know, capture it, bring it back down, fucking sell it on eBay or something. Maybe somebody buys it.
Hubble, $14 billion. Oh, I think I got that in my checkbook.
No reserve.
Reserve not met.
Yeah.
Bidder, 30%. What do you mean that bidder's only 30%? Or the seller's only 30%? Fucking government, you figure they have a higher rating than this.
Negative feedback on eBay, yeah.
Negative feedback for the government. Chatroom is saying the problem is people are paranoid. You know what? They're paranoid. People are paranoid. People are scared because they don't understand. You know, instead of worrying about this week's missing white girl, why don't we go ahead and maybe, you know, put a little more information out about this stuff. Not just the Discovery Channel stuff. Discovery Channel, you know, they covered, you know, the science of fucking Lance Armstrong and his heart and his lungs and
his brain. What? If I have to hear anything else about old One Nut right there, I'm going to fucking puke. I'm tired. You know, Lance Armstrong, I respect that. What you do is not easy. I couldn't pedal my ass all over France like that, dude. It is a strenuous physical activity. Fine. I'll admit it. Not because, you know, because it's true. However, stop fucking giving it glamour, dude. I have a feeling people just want to tout the Tour de France because it's an American beating the shit out of the French.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. And that's
no
why
one's going to care next year.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the big fears. But anyhow, back to the chat about space. Vert is saying, heck, there's a lot of scientists with terminal diseases that would gladly volunteer for a one-way mission to, let's say, Mars. He also said earlier, you know, the best way to do space exploration is a one-way mission. Don't bring them back. Keep sending them out and have them keep sending you information. I think I can handle it. I mean... There has to be a point where we have to say, okay, yeah, this is really risky, and gosh golly, people do want to do this. And
you can't do it. You can't do it. Can't do it.
Why not?
Because Let's say you have some scientist, okay? Let's say this guy goes, you know, I've got a terminal disease. I'm going to die or something, you know, or whatever. And says, you know what? For the greater good of mankind, I want to go through something like this. I want to go on a one-way ticket to exploration to learn science, to answer those questions that I never thought possible, to see things no one else has seen before.
Fair enough.
However, they do leave family behind that are going to file lawsuits. And let's not forget about all these fucking all these nut jobs that are going to say, you're sending them to their death.
Anything like that, you can sign a waiver for the families.
I know.
Like that.
The nut jobs
are saying you're sending them to their death. They don't understand, and that's where education comes in.
Oh, you know what?
As far as I'm concerned, we have lost that ability. I don't think any of the explorers of the New World, and I mean any of them, the ones that wanted to come over here and ruin everything, or the ones who accidentally bumped into our country, all of them didn't really have, you know, they wanted to find a way around or find a way to a place. Yeah, space is different. Space isn't mining to bring it back right away. Space is to go out there, explore, learn, and send the info back for the next group that come out. Going out to die, but it's not done in such a way as sending out the dog to pasture and watching them die in the middle of the cornfield.
Oh, no. I understand completely.
This person has a job, and they are doing it willingly.
And they accept all this. However, I'm telling you right now, the reason we couldn't do that is because the arguments and shit that would come up because of all these religious people debating it.
Well, religion or not, religion should never be brought into the whole deal of space exploration. Is your cell phone ringing?
Yeah, it is. I don't know who it is. Who called? Flying J called. Hopefully he'll be here soon.
Hopefully he will be. If that or he was calling to say he won't be here. If that's the case, it's really sad that this is the last show of Flying J. So anyhow, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, unground the damn shuttles. Let's get shit back on gear. Let's get shit back on task.
I don't see any reason to stop it. You know,
no, I don't either.
I find it really sad that people in Challenger and Columbia died. But
very sad.
You
but
know
that
what?
Was a risk they were willing to take.
Let's
they
build
knew
some
that
more
risk.
Shit and get it back up there.
Yes, exactly. They knew that risk.
Yeah, if I as a taxpayer am going to pump all this money into NASA, I want some fucking better results. Mainly, get some shit flying up in the air.
No shit. I mean, not just going in and hitting a crater with deep impact, that satellite.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I understand you want to study a meteor, but that's cool and all, but space exploration. Why not put another man on the moon?
I don't know what we're going to do up there, though.
We're going to go up there and pick up our own trash. You know, that's all we're going to do at this point. But can you leave your phone alone?
Flying J left a message. Should we answer it and see what he says?
Yeah, let's see what he says.
Okay, hold on.
Let's see if we can get this thing.
No, give me 1 second.
Do you have speakerphone on that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
But, you know, when I call, I don't want everybody to hear my password.
Oh, we got sprinkler phone. It's a frickin' Motorola. So anybody, you'll have to put up a sprinkler phone as we try to figure out what Flying J is saying. Claude's punching the password. That's your password?
Press 1. To record a message, press 2. Okay. For new message. Day at 9:44 a.m.
That's me.
Dude, this is a wake-up call, I guess.
Message deleted. Next, new message. Today,
he's checking all his fucking messages.
A.m.
Hey, dude, just calling. Waking you up.
Yeah, that's me again this morning.
Next, new message. Today, at 12:34 p.m.
That's me again.
Hey, dude, just call me to see what you want.
Message deleted.
Because like you said, I'll be over in the morning.
Message. Today,
did have shit to do.
16 p.m.
Hey, Rob, it's me. I figured I'd try to give you a call. I forgot what the call number to the show was, otherwise I'd still on the air. But, I'm
stuck. What does he know?
Once again, on a Friday, babysitting, so pretty much playing Mr. Daddy. So, I wish I could be there, you know, hope you guys have a good show without me, but, I will make my best effort to show up next Friday. So, talk to you later.
Well, there you go. You can hang up now.
Yeah, we can't get in the next message. That's a government message, actually.
So, interesting. So, Flying J will not be here, and that's your that's the notification we get. Anywho.
Is that like dead personality of the week?
Dead personality of the week? Nice.
Anyhow, yeah, I agree, dude. We need to get more out of it. However, Akari says he'd rather see a permanent moon base first before he go back. Why?
You know what? I think a moon base may be smarter than doing
do
all
what?
These space stations.
To do what? The fuck are we going to do on the moon? That's the thing. It's like saying, And I declare we'll colonize.
You're setting up a goddamn truck stop. You're setting up a goddamn modern rest area. Last one for next 2,500,000 miles.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what you're doing.
That's very good to know. You're absolutely right. I never put it in this perspective of space truckers. Stop watching shitty movies to get your fucking science.
But that's what you're doing. You're setting up a truck stop on the moon so that way you can hop from here to the moon and from the moon out. That's it.
I think it's a bad idea.
I mean, does it make sense only to me?
Well, I'm scared because every movie I've ever seen the moon break apart in, something bad happens to Earth. But
and I guarantee if it does happen in real life, something bad will happen to the Earth.
Yeah. But no, I just don't see the point of working shit up on the moon. It's the moon. What the fuck, dude? Like I said, dude, you'd have, but you know what? It'd be cheaper just to colonize Antarctica.
Now,
Akari says, we mine the moon for minerals. It's also easier to build and launch vehicles from the moon.
Well, considering you need less fuel. You would need less fuel because you're already outside of the constraints of the Earth's gravity. I said that, and I meant it. No, you're outside of the Earth's gravity. If you're already outside of the Earth's gravity field, it's so much easier to launch a shuttle.
Duh. That's my scientific response to that.
I'm glad you watch so much Cartoon Network. Duh.
Hey, well, I'd have to say the current
science of Nickelodeon
world,
with Claude Balls.
I'd like to go ahead and, after careful research and various studies that we've come up with, our top scientists concluded, duh.
Big red fire truck, come on.
I just don't see the purpose of colonizing them. I think it's fucking useless.
Well, you're not really what you said. What you're doing is you're just sort of setting up a job.
Virtual One says, if there were ingots of refined 24-karat gold in a stack on the moon, it would not be economically sensible to get it. And I read that, and I thought he said ingot, and I'm like, dude, Moonanites don't exist. Space does.
Anywho, so...
By the way, you know what? Somebody did mention about the old One Nut there, Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Which I'm still bitter about.
Yeah, I think Diggs was going off on old One Nut's girlfriend, Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. And I'm surprised those two got together.
Really? Why?
I just don't picture them together. Mainly, I figure Cocoa Puffs attract. She'd have hung out with, like, you know, Lemmy. But... Dude, it bothers me. Women with fucking Cocoa Puffs on their face. Cindy Crawford, very beautiful face. Dude, she needs the mole removed. It looks ugly.
I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying.
Still, those two right there. I mean, I could probably pick...
Lance Armstrong and Sheryl Crow.
Honestly, not just because they sound...
And to be honest, I always kind of get weird because it's like she's like... Everybody wants to call her like a major recording artist. And I'm like, but she's had one song that in my mind ever sticks around. And that stupid... Maybe I'll name him Billy or Jack or something and... It's the big one she got back in 96.
Only one I remember that she was doing was All I Want to Do Is Have
That's
Some Fun.
That's it. That's the song.
I can't stand that song. It's lame. And she's done a couple other songs.
Honestly,
after that.
She to me is a one-hit wonder.
I wouldn't say one-hit wonder.
So we have a one-hit wonder with a one-nut wonder.
No, she's not a one-hit wonder. She's got a decent PR machine to kind of get her at least hooked up with other famous recording artists and multi-platinum acts that stand the test of time like Kid Rock. But what? You don't like Kid Rock?
I don't think he's going to stand the test of time.
Kid Rock's going to stand the test of time. He ain't going anywhere. Kid Rock is
my... He's going to hit Freebird status.
Kid Rock is my generation's Engelbert Humperdinck.
I really don't know how to... please explain.
Well, do you want me to get some Engelbert Humperdinck
music? Oh, my God, yes. Let's do the Engelbert Humperdinck music.
Humperdinck! All right, let's go ahead. Get everybody in the mood first. We hear now the crooning of a man who is truly a man. This is a devil without a cause.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, man. He even kind of looks like Kid Rock.
He doesn't look anything like Kid Rock.
That's just because he's got a mustache and short hair.
So if he had longer hair and scraggly facial hair, he'd look like Kid Rock.
Yeah.
And so would you, I guess, with that logic.
I only grow facial hair like Joe Dirt.
Anyhow.
Now, the reason I bring it up is this shit will sometimes pop up in casino bathrooms, like downtown.
Yeah, absolutely will.
Okay, and just like that shit right there, so will you hear like
So I'm down on the strip, and I'm walking into a bathroom down on the strip, I walk into a stall, and I'm gonna hear what?
Like nowadays, you'll hear like stuff like this. This shit gets a lot of play, like Engelbert Humperdinck.
On what station?
Background music.
Urinal music.
Urinal tunes. Hey, yeah. See, that's Engelbert Humperdinck right there, man. See, release
me. No, that's Kid Rock right
someone.
There.
It's all the same. And you listen, and you tell me, you'll hear this shit everywhere now. I've heard this on easy listening stations.
Oh, Jesus. Easy listening playing Kid Rock.
This is a duet.
That is a snowball chance in hell.
It happens, and this is a duet song. Chicks love this. It's very sensitive, and it has One Nuts Girlfriend in here.
Sheryl Crow.
Right.
Well, why don't we use this song as a jumping off point? Let's go to break.
I wasn't ready for that. Shit.
You got plenty of time. We'll be back. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in a moment.
Spank Wagon.
Maybe two. I'm going to go to the next one.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
And now we would like to introduce you, the Spankwagon listener, in sitting in with us while we do a Spankwagon radio show or Spankwagon radio planning session. Please, observe. What do you want to do?
Well, what we're going to need to do is I think we should go ahead and get something to get the listeners, you know, like, participating, maybe even call in and get active in the chat room.
Our listeners don't know how to use a phone half the fucking time.
That's true, but at the same time,
our listeners are cockwads.
I don't want to hit on something that takes their attention away from us too much.
Well, what are we going to do?
Whatever
happened
news
to you being funny?
I'm very funny.
Well, whatever happened to making other people think like you're funny?
Well, you know, it's spontaneous sometimes, you know? Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Like those people that catch fire randomly.
People catch fire randomly?
Yeah, I saw it on Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack.
Really?
It was like back in 87.
What happened? I
mean, well, these people just burst into flames, man. They just, like, go through the floor.
What? Were they just done?
Yeah, they can't explain it, man. They said it's, like, some sort of body temperature heat inside the unregulizes.
Did they ever, like, you know, like, take a look at what they last ate?
Who knows, man? I mean, they're burned to cinders, man.
I mean, what happened?
Literally, there's no bone left, man. There's just a hole.
So you're telling me that they just kaboom and they're done?
Yeah, they don't blow up, man. I mean, they catch fire.
Intensely heat fire. Okay, are they smokers?
No, they're not smokers, dude.
How do you know?
Because they said they were.
I can say you are. You have to prove me wrong.
Well, dude, I mean, obviously you can't tell whether they're smokers with that.
What should we do?
I don't know. So what time is your wife coming back?
I don't know. Later tonight.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, I got some new music, man.
What'd you get?
Let me go ahead and get some of this set up for you. I got some different music here. You know about this.
Oh, great. As always, you never have everything ready to go.
I always have
You know, you have a computer. You don't even know how to program it.
I know how to program. I'm very elite. Check this out, man.
You're elite.
See, I'm thinking we could, like, use this, you know?
Maybe we could use this.
Rawr. Like, we could use this as an intro, you know? You're listening to this.
I don't think it'd resonate well with our listeners.
You don't like that? Okay. Well, let's see. I got some other stuff right here.
What else do you got? It's got to be good.
Let's see. You want something like a good intro, huh?
Yeah.
You want some soul or what?
I don't know.
I got some soul. Oh, check this out. I got some new shit right here.
Why is it always about you and the music?
I'm just saying. You know, it kind of helps out right there, dude.
We used to be funny.
We're always funny, dude.
We need to work hard on
this. As long as you know that you're funny, dude, people will believe that you're funny, dude.
Well, you're not funny anymore.
I'm very funny, dude. Check this out, man.
You're gonna love this. I'm not laughing.
Oh, you're going to love this. Everybody's going to love this song. Check this out.
You know, that's actually pretty cool. I kind of
like that.
I love it. The chat room is so gullible some damn times.
I
love this. Reverend Hammer first comes in after we play that wonderful Sheryl Crow Kid Rock Crappa Fest. And he's sitting here, and he's in your chat. Let me guess, they had no material to work with tonight. Sometimes you ever think that maybe, just maybe, we do something because we can?
You know what I think we should do? They give me an idea, though. We should have bad astronaut food night.
Bad astronaut? Ew.
They keep talking about canned meat and shit here, dude.
Canned potted meat.
Can you imagine eating Spam in space, dude? The jello would fly everywhere.
Dude, that ew. they scrape that jello. They pull that finger all across that green. And it just floats back up. No.
It's going to splatter out everywhere.
Here's the thing with the crap that comes on Spam. First off, that has something in it, like actual preservatives. Can you imagine if that gets into the air filter system? You're going to have Spam preservatives floating all around the shuttle. I mean, all over the fucking shuttle. And I love it. Our chat room has latched on. You even said during the actual legitimate break we had, Jesus Christ, we've got a lot of space fucking nerds here.
Yeah, we do. I didn't realize you guys are so fucking into it, dude.
You know, I mean, you mentioned space. It's over. You mentioned anything like this. It's over. And you're like,
you're lucky I'm cutting back on the music. Otherwise, I would have played Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by Shatner.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I got a little bit of... This is a great little... excuse me. This is a great little thing here. 19 people were treated in a hospital after a cash box security device accidentally activated inside of a supermarket. This is in London. In Warwickshire, police said the casualties suffered temporary breathing difficulties and eye irritation after the device spewed out a cloud of purple dye inside the office at a Morrison's store. It's somewhere in Stratford-upon-Avon, you know, the place Shakespeare's from. Emergency services were alerted shortly after 11:30 in the morning, and the supermarket was evacuated. It is believed that a security device on a cash box accidentally activated. We're talking, you know, the little fucking ink packs that blow up. In the movies, you always see them blow up.
Raising Arizona.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, so it went off, okay? It accidentally activated, causing a cloud of purple dye to be discharged into the accounts department office where the staff was working. It is unclear why the security device activated, but police are not investigating it as a crime or treating it as a suspicious incident.
What do you think a little button does?
19 people! Your ATM is a fucking A-bomb. You walk up to your get your cash. You think it's your cash. You put in your card. You punch in your little, you know, your little PIN number. By the way, PIN number, P-I-N, personal identification number. Think about that. We call it a PIN number.
Yes.
We call it a personal identification number.
Yes, it is very redundant. I understand.
It's
otherwise,
stupid. It's not redundant. It is stupid.
No, we have to say that.
Why do we have to say that?
If we didn't put the word number in there, people wouldn't understand what they're talking
about. What's my PIN? Well, it's a BIC.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're right. Because fucking morons out there. But can you imagine that? You're walking up. You slide in the card. It spits it out. You feed it back in. It spits it out. You scream at it. Throw it back in. It jams a little. You punch in your money. You punch in your amount. You punch in your PIN number. Boom! And you're covered in fucking blue powder and fucking purple ink. Okay, first off...
And then you go in to complain, they charge you a dollar for talking to a live
person. Yeah, they talk you to... they charge you a buck for talking to a teller.
You know, I've never seen one of those explode. I'd like to see pictures of that if they have it.
You know, they didn't have it. You know what I got? I got text. We have to use our fucking imagination.
Where can you buy those?
Diebacks?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet you... Supply store.
Like can you imagine how fun that's going to be on Halloween, giving that to kids? Chick or boom! they open up a bag at somebody's house like 2 blocks later.
No. I can imagine too. It goes off, boom, and you look, and they have their head in their bag. It looks like a fucking Warner Brothers with the purple shit blasting from their face out. They lift up their head, and you see a purple face and two wide eyes going blink, blink.
And don't forget the two big lips.
Two big lips, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's MGM.
Yeah, that's MGM that does blackface that way. Warner Brothers was at least a little bit kinder to the racials, to the racial,
great.
You know, community or whatever, ethnic community.
You know what?
By the way, what do we have? Who brought that into the studio? Where'd it go? Someone had a final call. Now, you know, everybody knows here on Spank Wagon, we love the final call.
www.finalcall.com.
Don't give out the fucking URL.
Well, then you know
I love this.
About.
They want us to preach unity. What do they have? Two black people holding hands.
Two black people. The need for millions more movement.
Millions more movement. Because
unity.
Because 100,000 wasn't enough the first time.
That was a million.
Now, what? But for those of you who don't remember the last one, it was several years ago we went over one of these.
First, let's go ahead and let's give you guys some background on this. This is a paper printed. It's an Islamic paper for black Islamics. Mainly because apparently they don't believe white people can be Muslim. But that's a different story. So it is kind of a racial paper right there, especially when it goes in and it starts listing fun facts about America.
Oh, fun facts about America according to the Muslim community, the black
yes.
Muslim community.
Blacks make up 12.9% of the population of America.
Cool.
Latinos make up 13.7%.
Okay.
And Asians make up 4.2%.
Whites don't exist.
Either whites don't exist or they're trying to make people do math to figure out how many white folks there are. That's all I can figure out.
Okay, what's the next fun fact?
Well, they have plenty of fun facts right here. There are approximately 6 to 7 million Muslims in America. The number of mosques in the U.S. are 1,209.
Ooh.
The death toll for U.S.-led coalition forces is 1,932 at time of printing. There are 9 historically black Greek letter organizations. And there's a whole bunch of weird shit makes absolutely no sense.
Well, go for it.
There are approximately 275 Indian reservations in the U.S.
Okay.
It's like someone ran out of space. You accuse me of running, us of running out of material. Yeah. Farrakhan's running out of a lot of material here. They have some very interesting articles right here. Respite me until the day they're raised. National Black United Front, the NBUF. penetrating the souls of black folks. Let's see, we go through, we have a lot of different stuff here. Police kill 9-month-old baby during standoff.
19-month-old.
Or excuse me, 19-month-old, thank you. Of course, they only want to report these things when it's a white officer who kills someone. They never report when a black officer kills another black child.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's very...
Now, we always talk about this because this paper is, dare I say,
very
racist.
Very, very much so.
And I'm not one of those idiots who likes to say the word reverse racism because there is no such thing.
Exactly.
There's just racism, and this is racism.
Yes.
My favorite, though, and it's the and it's
ads.
How they bring themselves down. It's the advertisements. You know, the watermelon farm where no...
Yes, Allah's Farms.
Allah's Farms.
They sell watermelon, other various produce. I'm not saying this as a racial
We're not
joke.
Being derogatory here.
No, but it promises you that it is the produce is touched only by black hands. Not Hispanic, not Asian, and especially not white. Because apparently, I guess if you're black, you can get cooties from other people. At least by the people who think that way are the ones who run that farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very interesting paper. I would highly recommend to read it.
It's funny, you mentioned it earlier. Like, if you're black, you get it for free. If you're not, they ask you for donations.
Oh, yes. If you're black, you instant free paper. If you're white, they ask you for a donation. I once gave a guy 10 cents.
Why not? It's free to everyone else.
I waited until the light turned yellow and gave it to him, and then I took off, at which point all the drivers behind me were angry and honking, and this guy had to face them.
Nice.
It was worth it. Now, there's something very interesting here, too. Give me the paper real quick.
Here's the paper. And we are looking at a legitimate copy here.
This is a legitimate copy. Okay, where would the world be without
pain?
Even... Stop the killing. Whose fruit are we, and what are we doing with God's time? Okay. So we've got a whole bunch of very interesting DVDs and things like that. They also have some other interesting DVDs. Farrakhan answers your questions for $10.
Yeah, in other words, you can ask. Basically, you were purchasing a CD set that answers all these questions that you think you want to ask, but you really don't because you probably don't even care.
Exactly. Yes, and this is very interesting. The fact Muslims believe in Jesus, the Islamic concept of Jesus as Messiah, and other convergent views of Christianity and Islam are discussed. That's very interesting because I don't want to say hard line because that seems to be a derogatory thing. People think fucking suicide bomber. But people who are very devout Muslim typically think, yeah, Jesus existed, but they don't believe him to be a Messiah or God's son.
Just a prophet.
Simply a prophet. So
simply a prophet.
I've noticed something very interesting right here. It seems to be Islam in America has really taken a Scientology turn, you know, by putting like little crosses and Christian symbolism in there to really attract Christian people.
Hmm.
Here's another good question right here. The Million Man March and the audit, where did all the money go? And here's the interview exactly what happened with, quote, all the money. And a little different questions
so
like that.
So you know right there, he's answering and he's making a PR disc to talk about a bunch of missing money.
Exactly.
You know, because that's the only reason someone would have to explain where the money went. If people were comfortable, and I'm not saying, you know, white people, I'm saying that his followers were comfortable with what he was doing, they wouldn't ask.
Yes. Now, here's something else that I know everyone's going to love, totally. Check this out. You know those magnetic car ribbons on your back, support our troops,
support
God
our
bless
troops,
America.
God bless America,
well,
bring them home alive.
It turns out that Elijah Muhammad, who by himself, by the way, calls himself the Honorable Minister, trying to kind of really go over that Christian sect and attract people from Christianity, because Islam doesn't have ministers. They may have clerics, and they may have ayatollahs, but not fucking ministers. Apparently, they sell some very interesting stuff right here. Not only do they have ones for prostate cancer,
what?
They also have one, a ribbon for the Million Man March, 2005.
Okay.
And one supporting slave reparations.
Nice. I could just see it, too. You know, we're gonna have those little ribbon stickers. It's going to say, kill a honky.
It's going to get
that way. Speaking of, you know what? Well, let's give equal time to both parties here. Remember last week we were talking about Whitey McHonky?
And trying to start the
white people's party.
The
Warren that wants to start a political group that's all white people, which you cannot do, that's illegal. But, hey, God forbid, you know, someone actually realizes the rules there, Chief. Yeah, I guess you can't call him Chief either there, huh?
No.
So anyhow, Cracker, did you know that every Las Vegas' favorite Cracker, racist Cracker, did you know he runs several halfway houses here in Las Vegas?
Which are very racially diverse in the halfway houses for the people that they treat.
Yes. So basically he runs and owns these halfway houses that have blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whites, everyone in it.
Yes.
And he has the nerve to have this belief.
Well, it's very interesting, too. And he was questioned about that. And he says that he believes that everything should be... Basically, he says everything is not, it's not so much that it should be separate but equal. He's saying that he wants to start the White People's Party, not to be a supremacy group.
Too late.
But to look out for, like, interests of white folks. Specifically, you might have things like, for instance...
We got a studio troll.
Yes, we do. We have another studio troll.
Another studio troll. Might as well look when we're on break, so that way you're not interrupting too much. Have a seat.
You can see them walking behind us on camera.
Yeah, he's creeping along.
Yeah, there we go. He just walks in front of the camera, too.
Well, at least he's not flashing, like, you know, man boobies or anything like that. That's just disturbing. Let's see. Tap your mic. I got to figure out which one you're on. Okay. You're on 4. And joining us here is Sean...
Who you got out in the green room?
It's actually the studio engineer who doesn't know. You know, we were just talking about shit like that. I'm sure this is his final call newspaper.
Is this yours?
Is this his final call? You know, the Honorable Reverend Louis Farrakhan.
Saab had his final call about 3 weeks ago, and he hasn't been back since. Yeah.
So we were talking. You okay? Everybody in the studio. We have Sean O'Mac, huh?
Yo, what's up, right?
That's way too Caucasian. Don't do that again. You come on and eat if you want. You'll join the conversation, too. But
yeah.
Okay, check this out. We were just talking. Now, you do the show Subject to Discussion, yes. Wednesday nights, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's the non-racist show.
Well,
okay.
We are non-racist either. Okay. We'll talk about both sides equally.
All right, honky.
You're racist. Sorry. Great. The studio engineer's racist.
Oh, honky.
So here's... fuck you, cracker. You son of a bitch and honky. No.
But is that all you can do is honky and cracker?
I'm trying to
get... Well, what do you know? What is a derogatory white term?
Actually, I'm trying to get...
You know what? That's a good question. Hey, guess what? Listeners, if you've ever been called something... If you're white, or you at least know...
If you think you're white...
Yes. If you know of another derogatory term for white people other than cracker
or
honky, 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 383-8120 local.
How about show sponsor? That could be derogatory.
Hello. Yes, you're on.
How about enabler.
How about what?
Rocks.
Benny.
What?
Benny?
Benny?
Those are for Irish, though.
Fool.
No, those are Mickey's.
Benny's, too. Mickey's.
I've never heard Benny.
I've never heard of Benny.
How about Panface?
Panface. That's usually Korean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're white.
No, they're Asian. They're not white.
Well, at least you're not saying fop. I mean, fop would be the easiest. But we're talking about white people. And the best you can come up with is Benny?
You know why they're called cracker?
No,
cracker and honky. Yes, we're well.
I know
past
what
that.
You know how the term came about.
Benny.
I rest my case.
Benny, I don't get the Benny.
You know why we're called crackers, though, right?
What?
You know why we're called crackers?
No, why?
Because of cracking the whip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. See, you know more about the Black Stripes than I ever will.
Yeah. And you know what? Come to think of it, that it really is pretty much all. Maybe like white bread, perhaps.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. White bread can also mean plain. Anyhow, we were talking about the guy, Honky McCracker, who did the White People's Party here.
Yes, whom I'm trying to get on my program.
Well, you're trying to get him on your
show.
He was asking me earlier. I was like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So you're trying to get him on your show. Now,
absolutely.
We were reading that he runs a halfway house.
Yes.
And he runs a halfway house here in Las Vegas. And, of course, he is responsible for... Not really doing the work of it, but keeping the house running of all these people who are trying to recover and get back into society,
yeah.
Black, white, Asian, whatever. And here he's trying to run a political party, which is
illegal.
Is illegal because it's trying to run a racist
organization.
You can't do that for a political party.
Yeah.
Can you do that for a political action committee? Back?
I think so.
White guys for Bush.
I think so.
Wow, look at this. We have the racial slur database.
Who handed this one up to us?
This was courtesy
of Click of the Day one.
Saab Lofton.
Taiki
gave us the
we used that Click of the Day once.
God bless
really? On your show?
Yeah.
Huh, on Daily Noise.
Americans are AI, stands for American Ignorance as well as Artificial Intelligence. In other words, Americans are stupid and ignorant. They think they have everything and are more advanced than every other country. Specifically
aren't
for
we?
Biden.
Wait, don't we? Don't we?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
All right, then. What's the problem?
Yeah, really. I mean, the only other people that could probably argue with us are, what, the British? And of course, the Asians,
that
Japanese,
that we know of.
I mean, the Asians could argue with us, but then we have to just point out that, you know, look at how much poverty and strife is in their country, outside of their large cities.
Yeah.
Hell, even in their large cities, it's nowhere near what we have.
We'll just point to Nagasaki.
What about China?
Chinese, let's see.
They can't let it. They won't release those statistics.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're talking about
under fear of death.
Jinx. we're off that right there. Let's see, whites. We have Abe Lincoln's.
Abe Lincoln's.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Real.
Okay. Okay.
Oh
okay.
My God, I
you
can't
know, we've done this before on a show. The really worst jokes you've ever heard. I think you were here for that one too. You know, it's that one joke that I think someone mentioned it. What does George Washington and Abraham Lincoln have in common? Or George Washington and Jefferson. What do they have in common?
They're dead.
Nope. No. They're the last two white guys to have that name. You know, I mean.
Yeah, what about George Washington Carver?
Dude, you got like egg on your nose and rice on your nose.
I want to hear about that. But
what are you snorting your burrito?
Yeah. What happened to the broomch?
How about George Washington Carver? The guy
he
who
was
created,
black.
Peanut butter.
He's black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had like hundreds of ideas with peanuts. So peanut butter is one of them. I'm so glad you know he made peanut butter. And what else? I have no fucking clue.
He named it Skippy, too.
Skippy.
Yeah, at least you didn't name it Seb.
Oh, Sob.
Sob. No, Seb.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Seb. Yeah, what was this, your whole 7-Eleven thing? It's a long story, folks.
Look, the short of it is, once I use the word Seb.
You call it
shorthand.
No, you can't shorthand 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you can. I'm going to Seb.
It sounds like a fucking gay bar.
Nah, whatever.
It's like flex.
I don't
What's
know.
What's that for? Short for?
It's not. It's just the name of a gay bar. What?
You would know the gay bars.
He's got a wife and a child. I highly doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
Maybe she's a transsexual.
I hope not.
So when did your wife get her fancy new vagina?
Oh. All right, now that.
Yeah, that's out of line.
That's a low blow.
Yeah, that's unprofessional.
Oh. You know what though? You know what though? And I will say this. Fuck. You know what? At least no matter how, I'm still getting way more than you have. I'm sorry, you're what? A 30-year-old virgin? Are you living? You're living in your mother's basement, right?
Is there a movie called 40-year-old virgin?
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Is that three more votes for Seb is gay?
Is that three more votes? Yes, that's three.
So.
That's three more votes for Seb is gay.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, we don't want to lose track. I think it's like 50-0.
Yeah.
So Seb is gay. So is this something going on your show?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your
I
show?
I haven't asked our guest today.
Give your show out so that everybody knows.
Daily Noise.
And you are?
Con.
Okay. And your IQ?
No, we had two, I think. one for each year.
That's how many podcasters I had last week. I don't know.
No, we had a guest on today.
Yeah.
And I asked him. He played a gay part in a movie. Not the recent one, but one before.
You had Johnny Depp on?
Yeah.
Is he Will or Grace?
And
the other guy.
That was Tom, Dick, and Harry. And I asked him. I was like, all right, I call 7-Eleven Sev for short. And I asked him, is it gay? And he's like, yeah, it's sort of gay.
Well, come on now. 7-Eleven, I mean, it's numbers, really. I mean,
yeah.
You want to... Sev.
I'm lazy.
I am going to the Sev to get myself a Slurpee.
Okay, now check this out. Benny is not a derogatory term towards the Irish.
Really?
Well, according to the racial slur database, Benny is derogatory towards Falkland Islanders.
Oh, well, there's so many of those walking around. Hey,
yeah.
Are those ones at the
When's
horns
the last time you got a Falkland?
Or what?
It's the only thing I can think of throwing up there.
No, Mick is Irish.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, Mick is Irish.
Dago.
Is that the only name?
Dago.
Yeah.
Wop.
Wop.
Mm-hmm.
Jap.
I thought Wop was...
Wop, that's an Italian, man.
That's
without
Italian.
Papers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, dude, there's like not very good terms here for like white.
Yeah, your click of the day kind of sucks.
What about Australians?
Bird shit.
Dingo.
Bird. Bitch. This is literally what's listed for white people.
Blanket ass.
Black robe.
I like blanket ass. Native Americans.
Black robe?
Blanket ass, yeah.
Black robe, is that derogatory towards members of the empire?
No, Native. Bleach boy.
Bleach boy.
Okay, maybe we're starting to hit on something there.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
These suck.
Blowfish.
You blue-eyed devil.
Blue-eyed devil.
Blue-eyed devil is anybody's got a great racist terms against white guys and gals. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local 383-8120.
Bolio.
How about Hitler?
There you go.
No.
Just run around calling people Hitler?
Yeah.
You fucking Hitler.
Boss. I mean,
fuck
come on.
you.
Oh, my God.
Isn't the Hitler race?
I know. It's
blonde hair, blue eyes?
Well, Aryan race is supposed to be yes.
Yeah.
So if you run around, Aryan! I don't think anybody in here can count.
See, this sucks, man, because they're if you're looking for white terms, this is pretty like boring Brady, but a cool one they have against Arabs are box cutters.
Yeah, okay, I like the Brady. I like calling someone a Brady.
Brady.
You're a Brady. You're a fucking Brady.
You mean like Mike and Greg and Jan?
Yes, yeah, exactly. You're so
Where's
fucking.
The music?
Well, yeah, I love the Brady.
He's the music man.
Brady
do
bunch?
You have a Brady Bunch
theme?
No.
Oh, man.
You got it on here somewhere.
About the most appropriate theme I have right now for this discussion would be this right here. Dude, I'm sorry.
Sanford and Son. What does he say? Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming.
Hey, since we're on old themes here, if they ever did an A-Team movie, who would play Mr. T?
You know what? I've had
we've had this argument way back, like in 2001.
Yeah, we did.
The person play it would be not Ving Rhames.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan would be a great kick-ass.
Is he too tall?
Who cares if he's too tall? He just has to fill one simple
requirement. Who
would
play Murdoch?
Yeah.
Which? Because he's got to be kind of witty, but not just kind of crazy. I was thinking Jim Carrey. But he just always acts loony. Murdoch.
No. Jimmy Fallon could do Murdoch.
Yeah.
He's got to be a little older, though, because remember, Murdoch was a little older.
Well, yeah. Well, that was, in relation to Vietnam.
Play George Peppard's character, Patrick Stewart, or...
Sean Connery?
No.
Sean Connery,
Patrick Stewart? Jesus Christ, no.
Harrison Ford?
No.
Edward James Olmos.
Well, you know what? Edward James Olmos.
Oh, we got to put a Mexican in there now.
Well, spackle up his face first a little, get it smoothed out, maybe.
Well, I got to tell you, I think a better Murdoch would probably be Chris Tucker.
Oh, Lord. Now you've totally gone insane.
Whoa.
Let's make the whole cast black.
Why not? They did that with the fucking Honeymooners.
Right. They did, and it was a bomb.
And it was horrible. Well, no, it was a bomb on another level, though. It was a bomb because, here we have another classic TV series.
Crashed.
Getting ass-fucked, fist-fucked. By Hollywood.
I'm still waiting for Airwolf.
It
probably is next. Don't worry.
It probably
is.
There's a treatment in there. Mm-hmm. Treatment's out there.
I don't know, man. Right now, it would be up in the air to me between Airwolf and Riptide. What would
Riptide.
I want to see Manimal come back.
Manimal.
Are you like going to start like an online petition for that shit too?
That was Super Train. I want to see that come back.
Going to do remakes of shitty movies? Let's just do the big bus.
George Peppard's character can be played by Brian Dennehy.
See, here's the thing.
Maybe if he was like in World War II. Okay. not even Vietnam.
I don't know who else is left that's
alive. Fuck. Why don't we bring back what's his name?
Which one?
From MASH.
Oh, McLean Stevenson?
No.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, we'll bring in Harry Potter. What are we going to do, Hannibal? Watch it. Helicadam. Van turns into some fucking tank.
What the fuck is his name?
Who's going to play Face?
Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan. Yeah. Bring back Harry Morgan. Then you could say, when I was in the Korean War.
Who's going to play
for
Face?
For 8 years.
You got to say Hawkeye.
Now, I knew I could play Face, but you got to look like a pretty boy. I mean, I guess...
Brad Pitt, like maybe...
Who's Jessica Simpson's husband? Nick Lang?
Not him.
Nick Lachey?
No.
Why not?
Might as well get Cletus to do it, man. Britney Spears' husband.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Had the role?
I mean, why not? Why not use someone? Could you bring up the chat room?
I'm tired
of seeing on these.
How about Matt Damon?
No, he's too good.
He's too square.
By the way, someone just said McLean Stevens dead.
How about Affleck?
Ben Affleck? No, he already killed one fucking movie, Daredevil.
Tyke wants to bring back Cop Rock.
Oh, horrible.
What's that bicycle?
Harry Morgan's not dead, dude.
Pacific Blue.
No, Harry Morgan's not dead.
Pacific Blue?
No, the super bike one.
Oh.
It was like an early
Street Hawk.
Street Hawk.
All of one season. And the guy went on to become go to Murphy Brown.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. That's
the guy that was in the...
The guy that was in the control room went on to be in Murphy Brown. I remember that.
Like the other guy?
I don't know. I think he was one of those famous career flops.
You know what's really funny? When I was back in school in like ninth grade, living in L.A., we had a guy who was a substitute teacher who was an extra.
He
did like shit like in all sorts of shows.
When you're an extra, he's kind of an extra on every show.
Yeah. And he goes, before class, I goes, and there'll be a rerun tonight of Hunter that I'm in, and I play a crazed construction worker, and I carve up a prostitute's stomach.
I thought of a good one.
What?
Greatest American Hero.
No.
And Jim Carrey.
Oh. No.
Why not?
Now, speaking of Hunter, I thought they're supposed to be bringing that show back as a series this summer, last summer. I don't know what happened to it. They did
They brought Dragnet back, but I didn't know they were going to bring Hunter. Yeah. Well, you know what? Dragnet was pretty cool, though. I mean, yeah.
Dragnet was a great show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was, the problem was because it was called Dragnet. That's why it didn't get accepted. People were expecting Jack Webb.
Yeah. Honky Tari here. Okay. Says bring back Sledgehammer or
Sledgehammer
Police
would be great.
There you go.
You know?
Max Headroom.
No.
I don't want to see Matt Frewer as
you know,
little as
I
possible.
I couldn't stand Max Headroom when I was a kid. You know, I'm like, okay, he does Pepsi commercial. I'm the kid in mine here.
He did Coke.
He does Coke. No, I thought it was Pepsi.
Coke.
I swear to God it was Pepsi.
I don't remember.
Who? Max Headroom.
Max Headroom.
Was it Coke or Pepsi? And if you say Diet Right.
Tab.
But, you know, we watch those commercials. He's shilling soda in current times.
And
then you
watch
the TV show. I want to say it's Pepsi, too. But then you watch the TV show, and here he's like in some post-apocalyptic where film cameras are made from guns. I'm shooting you. Literally, smile. What the fuck? So.
I was saying Elsewhere. No?
St. Elsewhere
It was the hospital show.
Yeah, I know it was a hospital show, but that was, okay, I'm thinking of the other one, Trapper John M.D.
Oh,
that was
go.
A spinoff. Inadvertently,
you know what they
could
have probably made a good movie out of is Quantum Leap.
Yeah, I agree. Quantum Leap was a great show.
Yeah.
They did stretch it a little bit when he kept going back to be his brother.
Okay.
And then himself. You know, it was like the last season. Coke?
Yeah.
Is it Coke?
It is Coke.
He didn't do a good job in Enterprise either, I'll have to add. Bacula. You know?
Well, I'll agree. I mean, but the Enterprise TV series wasn't about
Bacula.
It wasn't a. It was a tit show, really.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, let's rub down with anti-contamination cream. Let's put on some smooth music.
I'm waiting for the Jeffersons.
Jeffersons
movie.
Jeffersons. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Gary Coleman could play George.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, the whole Max Headroom bit.
Yeah.
It was pimping Coke.
Yeah, that's what Claude just brought up here. And how's it going, Rev? We haven't heard from you in ages.
Yeah, I've been working like a motherfucker, that's why.
That's good.
If you remember the commercials, whenever somebody mentioned the word Pepsi, he said the P word.
Yeah, that's right. So,
that
Max Headroom. Max Headroom.
On DVD. Just,
you what? Say that again?
I remember it fondly as a child, and I'd like to see it again, but...
You fondling what as a child?
You fondled who as a child?
A child? What are you, Michael Jackson?
Dude, that's illegal. Who, that's just damn nasty.
Whose child are you fondling?
I knew I had reservations about calling, and now I see why.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, it was Coke.
It was Coke, okay.
It was Coke.
Thanks for calling.
I'm glad it was Coke, huh?
So it was Coke.
It's Coke.
Max is doing Coke now, huh? Max had... no wonder he had the fucking stutter.
They should make a movie of the Sin City Professional Wrestling. There you go.
Oh, don't even get me started on a local fans.
A cartoon series with Snagglepuss or something.
There's no cartoons right now. It could probably get made.
Horrible.
So anyhow, looking at the clock, I think we need to go ahead and take a break. Claude, why don't you bring up some music?
Yeah, why don't I go ahead and do that?
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a little bit.
Yes, we will. I'm going to go to the next one.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You know, I don't read the Bible very much, but I believe that there was a passage. The prophet came forth one time and did talk about the world will be saved by Vegas Hosting.
Really?
The world was going to be saved by internet service providers.
They were going to be in the bottomless pit and survive the death of all of mankind.
Oh, there you go.
Broadcast out, entertaining shows.
Nice. All right, folks, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Don't forget, you have several ways to communicate with us if you're too lazy and, you know...
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas locals, dial 383-8120.
Of course, there's the chat room, Cam and Chat, so we'll get to that in a little bit. All right, what do you guys have to talk about?
I just came for my Battlestar Galactica CD, that's all I came down here for.
And you know the minute you walk in the door, you're going to get sucked to
sit
down.
I'm going to leave here for those bastards here tomorrow.
Who?
The comedians.
Oh.
Yes.
Were they going to make fun of you?
No, I thought they might, you know.
Are they stealing your shit?
I thought they might play it.
Did you have something in the fridge you had clearly labeled with your name and they took it?
That bottle of lime spritzer was mine.
I had beer in there, but oh, that's right.
Like,
I stole
the calendar.
At this point, I really don't care. I just want to know who took it.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at us. We don't give a shit.
We all
are
know.
You sure
we
it didn't
all
fall
know.
Down somewhere? Because,
oh.
Okay, every backstory here. If anybody ever goes on to LV Rocks, our basically parent station here, there's a calendar. What calendar was it?
Desiree Diaz.
Okay. So it wasn't quite
Desiree,
it. Was a cheesecake.
DesireeOnline.com, for those of you that want to know.
Okay.
Very good.
Good plug.
Well, hey, she's pretty hot. I'd like
he likes to plug her.
Yes, I'd like to plug her. I like to plug her all the time.
Problem is, he keeps getting paper cuts because he stole the calendar.
Rough sex tour page.
I went through the one calendar and I needed another one.
Went through. What month is it? I don't know.
It's stuck together.
The mystery is solved. Huh?
It's still July.
Yeah.
It's been July for 3 years.
But the calendar disappeared, right?
The calendar disappeared, and all of a sudden, all these fingers got pointed, like left and right. Like, who took it? I didn't take it. It was here when I was here.
Well, they said they didn't see it a Monday after a Sunday tap out. So they, you know,
yeah, so a Sunday show.
Well, I swear to God, both calendars.
Maybe who's the host of tap? Who's the host of the Sunday show? Rolando. Maybe Rolando was feeling a bit lonely because, you know, in his used car dealership, need a little bit of a calendar girl, something to bring in some money.
Failed.
Well.
Stands behind all his cars.
Yes.
Because if he was in front and the brakes failed, he'd get run over.
Absolutely. And a lemonade stand on the corner, too, in the lot, isn't it?
All Mercedes out there.
I don't know whose Mercedes
it's
that is.
There's abandoned cars.
This is becoming like an abandoned car lot out here.
No, but
it's all Buffalo Gym shit, too.
Yeah.
It's like parked
behind.
Yeah, it's parked behind him.
Somebody tried to steal it.
I backed up to get into to park where I was.
I hit it with my car.
Whoa.
Get the hell out of my way.
I say we tip all the cars over. Yeah, I'll be rocking
what
hard car.
You really want to?
What I'm trying to say is that car wasn't there.
Really?
This morning.
Wow.
Okay, so
did it roll?
Buffalo Jedi. Did it roll?
It fucking, wait, we're with a sci-fi geek here. It fucking materialized. And the car's fucking here.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't there. I'm just saying it wasn't in that particular spot.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have
no
roll.
Dude, cars are appearing and disappearing randomly.
No cars have disappeared from this lot.
Yes, they have.
Really?
We have
the Bermuda Triangle right outside.
Dude, yeah, fucking the Flight 19 is going to show up in our parking lot next week.
Were any of those cars missing Monday after the Sunday tap out program? Jeff, he stole that.
Hey, I know who owned that car. DesireeDiaz.com.
Yeah, where is Heather Lynn anyway? What happened to her? She got the car and took off.
Wait a minute. What if this is a secret plan for Rolando to make this his used car lot?
Oh, Lord, help us. I'll have a lemonade stand out in front then.
Fifth color to LV Rocks gets a broke down Lincoln.
He's in cahoots with Buffalo Jim.
There you go. There's the connection.
One plus one equals one.
They're both in wrestling. They like wrestling, and they're both in the car.
Any of them watch it, though.
None of them watch it, yeah.
Now they're really in trouble because the two people that watch it are gone, and I don't know what happened to the third one, but, yeah.
Well, the third one, has to go off to his illustrious writing career with coloring books. His coloring book writing career. By the way, what we're doing right here is we're just bitching about other people. Really bad thing to do over the fucking air. By the way, this is being recorded for archive and podcast.
Wonderful.
Shall I bleep out everything you guys say? So anyhow, haha, beep.
We'll clean it up in post.
Wait, we don't have a post.
Happy season two to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Happy 5th year anniversary as well.
Yes,
that's something that's going to happen soon.
Oh.
This fall. Uh-oh. We're planning, and actually, we've been talking about this.
Like
but
a blitz?
Nice little party, spank wagon party, where we'll have the bad food. We'll have everybody's invited, everybody here. Anybody?
Eat some beef jello.
Were you having it at the wrestling school?
No,
or?
We're going to have it here. We're going to have it here.
Yeah. You going to show up?
Yeah,
it's free food.
Are you
going to
get a pinata?
We're thinking about that.
Do you want one?
Can we just string
dude,
up
Dude, give me a photo and I'll get a pinata of you, dude.
No, I want a cyber sorcerer pinata.
There you go.
A bald pinata? Yeah. What's going to fall out of it? Nothing, because that's what he knows.
Hit me and my knowledge of candy will fall out.
There you go. I was stringing up Rolando and hitting him with a stick.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now. We're not going to beat any Mexicans or Puerto Ricans around here.
Same thing.
I know someone's going to get racist for us. You guys are racist. You're beating a pinata that look like a Puerto Rican.
No, this is a Puerto Rican that looks like a pinata. Get it right.
Yeah.
I have to see a photo of that then.
Well, you don't have...
Reminds me of those old jokes. Mm.
By the way, Taiki says, none of us are invited. Actually, yeah, we'll invite select listeners. Mm. We will say select listeners.
The rest of you that come in the chat room, we don't know you, we'll kick you out.
Every one of you. Every one of you.
But more.
Simply find the studios, follow the trail of oil and broken bolts from Buffalo Gyms.
Taiki points out, the listeners made you and we can break you. Yes, that's why you haven't been here for the past 12 shows.
You know, we could probably take all the parts out from those cars and make a car that actually runs.
Hey, why not
give it away?
Fuck that. Take one of the cars and make them a barbecue pit.
Give it
the fuck is going off?
What's this?
That's my phone.
You got a speakerphone?
Yeah.
No, all right, put them on the air.
Let's hear it.
Put them on the air.
You don't have the Battlestar Galactica
ringtone? The whole talk. I mean,
put the conversation
You got
on
the
air.
Phone here. Get the phone on the air.
Come on. They're interrupting our show. We need to hear them.
Hello? Hey. You're
Who is it?
Oh, wow. That failed.
What am I doing? Huh?
Uh-oh, I know
that is. Damn it, Con, you got to come to work. We're delivering pizzas tonight. There's a convention in town.
I got cheese sausage and pepperoni.
What?
Olives.
Oh, he put the mic down. So he talks on his cell phone in our show. Do we do this to his show? No. We're all professional.
Hey, what about this Dukes of Hazzard movie? You all going to go see that?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I am.
Really?
They've got some good really stunts. Kick-ass driving stunts.
I'm going to go see, speaking of ass, I want to see Jessica Simpson's
ass. I don't like Jessica Simpson.
Are you out of your mind?
I must be, because I don't find her anywhere near attractive.
She's annoying. That's what's a huge kill factor. Plus, she's blonde.
That's another thing that
I don't like blondes.
Out of here, that Jessica Simpson, whatever the hell it was, People Magazine or Inquirer. That disappeared out of here, too.
It's you an Inquirer. Sure I'm sure someone confused it for
throw
trash.
Throw it away, man.
The pictures of her from the Dukes of Hazzard video they did, the music video, and that's gone. That's right.
No, man, I'm telling
you. Only
right
to be seen on MTV.
Just two characters, man. What's that one dude that plays like Luke or some shit, the blonde one?
Oh, the guy
William, Stifler.
William Scott.
Yeah.
Stifler. Stifler.
Yeah. Stifler and Burt Reynolds were the worst typecast ever.
Yeah. Well, the worst casting.
Casting,
ever.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not typecast.
Boss Hogg is Burt Reynolds. Where's
Burt Reynolds? Yeah, Burt Reynolds is Boss Hogg. I mean, we're not going to see him eating chicken wings. And
I'm telling you right now.
Who's Roscoe?
It's that one dude from Club Dread, the guy who was like the security dude that got killed.
Oh, they should have some name on their
plan. I think that was the point, was to get a lot of no names and only put
dude,
names
dude, it's
for the
directed
main
by
stars.
Jay Chandasar. Chandasar, whatever.
Chen Chikalar. Yeah.
Chen, not going to work here anymore, so anyhow.
You don't expect much out of that. I mean,
yeah. The dude that did Super Troopers.
Yeah, Super Troopers guy.
I think, my opinion, a better Boss Hogg, and I've said this before, Steven Root. Milton.
There you go.
Uncle
Jesse.
Uncle Jesse?
Willie Nelson? That's
Willie
perfect.
Nelson,
perfect.
Good, yeah.
Perfect.
Really?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It fits. He's a fucking stoner. Stoners are close to hooch runners.
That's really great. Now that Khan has interrupted our show, he's opened the door outside and we can hear the train
passing.
That's
8 o'clock to L.A. It's my train, guys. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, you think Willie Nelson's
you got
to
hop a boxcar there, yeah. Willie?
Yeah, you think he's perfect as Uncle Jesse? I don't know.
I think he is.
How about like Roy Clark or something like that?
Roy Clark?
Kenny Rogers as Uncle Jesse.
Kenny Rogers? What the fuck? What? By the way, www.menwholooklikekennyrogers.com.
He could sing a song while he's on the
And Willie Nelson can't?
Willie Nelson. Uncle Jesse's fat, though.
And so is Boss Hogg, and they fucked that up.
Yeah, but Uncle Jesse still got the kind of like niceness, old manly thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Even
I
though he smokes his own little wacky tobacco.
I'd rather have somebody, fat.
In other words, fat. You are very sad that this film does not have more fat dudes on
fat
the screen.
Uncle Jesse and a fat Boss Hogg.
You want to see fat guys on the silver screen.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's what Sean O'Mac wants.
How come none of the original cast members show up in this movie?
They didn't
because
want
it's probably going
to
be. They'll probably make it better. You really want to get another Starsky and Hutch failure?
No.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a shitty kind of plot. Could have been a lot better. Had some good talent. Really wasted. Owen Wilson should not have been in that. He's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Stiller, good. Vaughn, great. Yeah. However, at the end, all of a sudden, the other two dudes are back, and it's like, it's a little reunion within a movie.
Yeah, it was a little corny.
Dude, they should have just fucking laughed and jumped up in the air and freeze-framed that and rolled credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want original people in a film.
The only time you could pull off original people in the film was like when they did for the Incredible Hulk movie, and they had Lou Ferrigno arguing with Stan Lee. That was cool. That was funny. Yeah.
See, the thing, it was funny right there. The only time I've ever seen that really truly work 100% though was Lost in Space, mainly because people
really
were so unrecognizable.
You didn't know
who Lockhart showing up as the holographic teacher and all that.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Lost in Space, the movie sucked ass anyway. So nothing could have saved it, and nothing could have killed it, aside from the bad acting that was already prevalently there.
You thought it was bad acting?
I thought it was horrible acting. I thought the whole movie sucked.
Really?
Yes. I watched it. I don't even remember most of it now.
I have it on DVD.
I am so sorry. You liked that movie enough to buy it?
No, it came in. I first bought my DVD player, and it came in like a whole big pack of shit. I got like this DVD pack. It came with Austin Powers, The Mask, The Wedding Singer, and it happened to also include that Lost in Space. I was like, this doesn't interest me. I've watched it like once when I've had it on DVD, and that was it.
Yeah.
However,
horrible.
Will tell you one thing right now. Jessica Simpson, no, she may be okay. She's got fucking Edward James Olmos face though. Okay, seriously, they lay some thick ass pancake shit on her. I'm telling you right now. Who looks really hot. She was in that movie. You could tell when she was going to grow up, she's going to be a looker.
Oh.
Lacey Chabert.
That's right, from Party 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, if you want to join in the conversation with Sean O'Mac, Khan,
Claude, I'll do his
and myself, just start belching. You pretty much got... you've got his whole range of emotions. If you want to join in, don't forget, you can call us 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS, or locals in Las Vegas can call us 383-8120.
I don't know if you know that or not, but that's 1, 2, 3. That's the first one. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 is the second. You know, it's all in the numbers. Mm. Or you could do 383-8120.
You're killing me here.
Sometimes people are different. They do things different in England.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Absolutely. I agree, because on my show, I have people go, what time is your show? I go, how many times do I have to explain this on the damn
Well, here's the thing. If they're chatting in your chat room, they should be listening to your show. They should then look.
No, emails.
Oh, okay, because then they should like scoot away from the desk and go, hey, there's
click
a clock.
Listen. Click listen.
Click now to listen.
I mean, how many times do you have to explain it to these people?
Yeah. You got to draw a map. I'm here. Yeah. Time here is this GMT.
Is it that hard to figure out? It's like Sunday at Stan Lane. Yeah, is it that hard to figure out the damn time zones? Hell, open up the newspaper, they'll tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. Look at the weather in the back of USA Today.
Yeah,
you got it.
He's an intelligent man. He just didn't want to do the interview because he didn't feel like it. That's what that was, you know, right?
I don't know. I mean, who knows the motivation? I who knows?
Tyke made a very interesting comment. I give props to Lost in Space, the movie, because it forced Matt LeBlanc to not act like Joy Tribbiani.
Okay, I can give credit for that. You know, yeah. If you can get him out of a typecast, go for it.
The thing is, man, I got to be fucking perfectly honest with you. Matt LeBlanc has been doing the same fucking character since I first saw his ass as Vinny Verducci in Top of the Heap.
Really?
What the fuck is Top of the Heap?
Top of the Heap, believe it or not, was a Married with Children spinoff.
Interesting. Interesting.
Are they bringing his show back in the fall, Joey? Is that coming back?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, the spinoff from Friends? I don't think so.
Nah, dude. Every time I saw that... Who's the chick that plays his sister, Drea De Mateo?
Something like that.
Every time I saw her, like, the promos for that, I'm like, Christopher had her killed. That's all I could think of. You know, seriously, she needs to fucking get rid of the typecast she's in of the fucking Jersey hood rat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She needs to seriously pull away from it. Take some fucking voice lessons. You don't have to be all fucking, oh, look at here now, you know, and be completely different, but get rid of the
fucking Shamrock.
Get rid of the fucking Jersey hood rat accent. I can't stand that shit.
How about Over There? Anybody watch that?
I have not seen that, but I'm really, I think that it's going to be an interesting, I mean, have you seen it?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Excellent, excellent.
How did they portray the war? As a good thing or as a bad thing?
They really didn't take a stand on it. But the first episode is setting up who these people are. And how they're going off to the war.
Okay.
And they really didn't delve into the good or bad. Just
Stephen Bochco did this, didn't he?
Yes.
So Cop Rock, there you go.
Yeah.
What you can do now? Iraq Rock.
There you go. They'll be singing.
Bala, balala, balala. Think about it. Think about it.
Hey, you know, I have Heaven Aguilar by the Two Live Jews.
Anywho, so how was the show?
It's very good.
What is the premise of the show?
Well, it's focusing on an army unit that's over in Iraq. They call them Virgins, and they have the guy from ER... Don't ask me. I don't know what his name is, but he said the guy from ER. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's the guy from ER. Yeah,
he'll just take their word for it.
He's like their leader or whatever, and he's leading these young guys. And there's two girls, women, in the troop. They're all in their 20s. One's a football player from Texas, and yeah, they all got their problems. One's smoking marijuana at the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
Okay,
but the show. I mean, but basically, the first episode was setting up they're in Iraq, who these people are, and then at the end of the episode with the. They're going on the supply truck. A bunch of them went on the supply truck to get beer to bring back, you know. And so they're riding the supply truck, and some Iraqi drops, they say it's a rag or something on the side of the road. So, of course, the truck pulls over to see what he dropped, and it turns out they're rolling over a landmine, which blows up the truck.
So you just killed off all your first main stars.
Well, no, they left it like, hanging. I think the one football player, the way they set it up, I think he got his leg blown off. But they left it with, you know, so far he's the only one that's gotten really
So basically,
injured.
You're watching a violent version of In the Army Now with Pauly Shore.
Basically, but a dramatic version, yes.
A dramatic.
Yes.
By Stephen Bochco.
We're the water boys! We're crazy!
But seriously, it's not bad. I expected no Hawkeye, no, you know...
Well, come on now. You're not going to get that kind of TV show anymore. I mean, that kind of level of sitcom is so dead.
Yeah. God,
it
China
will
Beach
never,
tried that,
ever,
yeah.
ever come back.
China Beach was good.
I like China Beach. I remember being a kid enjoying watching that show.
Ba-Ba Black Sheep, remember that? With Robert Conrad?
Nope,
Woo.
Not at all.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Hey, welcome back, Telephone Bitch.
Hello.
Your mic is off.
These mics around here.
Hello?
I sound like crap.
It's the user. We fixed that.
We did.
Number one is now number one. Number two is now number three.
This is five.
Yeah, that's five, and you're four.
Wonderful.
So whoever fucks back puts
I
it
am
back.
So happy.
So I got the same mic I had on Wednesday then.
What's better? Wait, you're so happy. Was that phone sex you just had out there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
I saw I was in the toilet on my show on Wednesday. Why was that?
No, I'm glad.
Fap. Check the fucking ceiling. Why do you think we got all the splotches? That ain't water stain.
I'm glad Sci-Fi brought back Firefly.
Oh, Serenity. Yes, Serenity.
Well, they're going to call it Serenity, but...
The movie.
The movie Serenity is based on Serenity. The miniseries.
Well, the Astrogo movie. They made a movie. A Firefly movie. It's coming out.
Yeah, it's called
soon.
Serenity. It's coming out real soon.
No,
yeah.
I thought the new series was
going
to be called
Firefly.
Serenity.
Nope. That's a 2-hour standalone movie using the entire cast and previous
the same
premise.
Cast?
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole thing.
Nice.
Absolute
I
same cast.
I thought it was an awesome show, dude.
It was a great
show.
It was a great show.
Fox just gave up on it.
Yeah.
It
was, I don't think they even showed the whole first season, did they?
No, they did not. No.
Bring back Witchblade.
There you go.
Oh, fuck you.
You know, you just ruined the whole
moment.
Yeah, moment.
He does that a lot.
My Firefly moment.
He's like, yeah, yeah, look, Khan was so happy.
You know another show that I'm pissed off that they destroyed?
What?
Fox did?
What?
Fastlane.
I've never even seen it. Never even seen
it. That was such an awesome
Space
show.
Above and Beyond. They
that
ruined that one,
too,
which is kind of like what Galactica is now. You know,
yeah.
Kinda, but
Fastlane
yeah,
but
the thing
awesome
is, the Galactica, the one thing I cannot stand, the camera
music?
That does fucking
it's
this.
That's excellent.
That's
I love
great.
That.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
It's the greatest show on television right now.
Come on.
The greatest show
on
TV is Battlestar Galactica.
I couldn't watch Blair Witch for the exact same reason.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Edward James almost.
Fuck him. Grace Park.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There you go.
Dude,
Katie
dude,
Sackoff.
Not at the desk.
I'm sorry.
Katie Sackoff. I mean, Starbucks, she's pretty hot, too.
I don't know.
She's very homely. She's got that whole hot Mormon
I wouldn't
look.
Turn her away.
Oh,
you?
No.
Well, is she Mormon
about,
or Scientologist?
How about six? That's the blonde Cylon. Whoa.
You know what, though? There's something about her. She looks... It's kind of a turnoff, dude. Blondes, it's very
really?
Hard for me to like a blonde.
Wow.
It's actually a turnoff.
By the way, Tyke in the chat room says, bring back Sergeant Lobo.
There you go. Sheriff Lobo.
Yeah, Sheriff Lobo. BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, BJ and the Bear.
Well, Xena's showing up at the end of the... about 4 weeks, she shows up on Galactica.
Lucy Lawless. I'm like, Xena. Great, now they're going to turn into a lesbian.
Is she going to come up with her sword? And
a
go,
one. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut off almost his head, probably. Yeah. Adama.
It's now a space lesbian TV series with a shaky camera. But that explains then why the camera would be shaky.
Have you
Whoa.
Seen, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be like...
Intergalactic Dykes.
what's that?
Okay.
It's an English show.
Red Dwarf.
Doctor Who?
No, not Red Dwarf. There's
Doctor
another
Who?
Red Dwarf.
The hot chick.
The hot chick.
That does not help me.
It's not Xena, but Lex.
Oh, God. No,
they
no.
They tried that, too, Sci-Fi, didn't they?
Sci-Fi
they
did Lex. They've done, what is it, Andromeda.
I didn't like Lex, really, but that chick in that show was...
You're the type... How old are you, Con?
I'll be 32.
Okay, so you're in your early 30s, and you're still watching basic cable fapping to people on basic cable.
Tripping the Rift.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Tripping
warm up.
Pretty good.
Yeah. What?
That's not too bad. That cartoon, Tripping the Rift?
Yeah, it's back on Sci-Fi, I think, on Wednesday.
Season 2, yeah.
I haven't even seen it.
Have you seen Scare Tactics?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's a great show.
With Shannon Doherty.
I was Stargate.
Well, now it's Adam Baldwin.
Oh,
it's
Adam.
Or is it Steven?
Career
Which
failing.
One?
It's a Baldwin, okay? That's all you need. It's a Baldwin that isn't successful.
It's a great concept.
It's not over till you're on the Hollywood Squares.
There you go.
Dude.
Or if you're Al Qualt on the Knots Landing reunion special. You know your career's over here on that thing.
Yeah, you're center square.
Fall in. Well, then Florence Henderson says we're doing the lead on the bringing back Falcon Crest on Lifetime.
Falcon
like, who
Crest?
The hell's clamoring for that show?
Who doesn't want to watch Falcon Crest?
Jesus Christ.
You ever see video casts from Falcon Crest, dude? It looks like a fucking Whitesnake video. Big hair and
all the
day
fucking
glow
hair
shit.
And day glow.
Who's clamoring for that show to come? It's like clamoring for the Golden Girls.
Okay,
to come back.
You know what? Dig them up.
I want to see Silver Spoons.
You want
Silver Spoons?
The new Silver Spoons with Rick Schroeder.
You want Aaron O'Grady. That's who you
no,
want.
No, what it is, he wants to ride the big fucking train.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, if they did Silver Spoons, who would be the kid now?
A blonde kid? I don't know.
Who knows?
Haley Joel
Osment is the first name I could think of.
Emmanuel
know?
Lewis, is he still small?
Yes.
Yes, I think he is.
I don't think he's like
no, he finally hit 40 and puberty found him. It was a miracle.
Hey,
like
Webster.
He grew 4 feet in the year.
4 feet in the year. They have to fucking tie spikes to him so he doesn't get blown over in the wind and snap.
Fucking plant him like a tree.
But, I mean, who the hell? Florence Henderson, Falcon Crest. I mean, who the hell? I mean, Lawrence Alamos coming back. You know, who else was
so that means
show?
They're going to...
You know what? I don't even know what Falcon Crest was about.
I don't even know either.
I remember because it was on after
Dallas.
You
know what they should do?
Whoa.
I got one.
Oh,
I got
shit.
A great reality right here.
What?
Oh, wait, you're programming. You're okay.
Here it goes.
Reality TV by Khan.
Take all the maids from all these 70s and 80s shows and put them in a reality series.
Boring.
Florence.
Wait, what are you trying to do? See who picks up after each other?
I don't know. You got to think
Florence.
Of something.
Dude,
Florence.
Dude, no.
The lady from Facts of Life.
Oh.
She was kind of like.
And the Jeffersons, right?
The
don't
Jeffersons.
Her.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the
what
thing.
Else?
I know. Wait. I could take this concept.
Well, Mr.
One
Belvedere's dead.
Yeah, I could take. I could take this one.
How about Benson?
He's
had a fucking stroke, dude.
Oh, did
Robert Goulet, yeah, I had a stroke. So you here's what you do. You
he can sit in a wheelchair and go.
Guillaume, not Goulet, dude.
Guillaume.
Not Goulet, dude.
Who cares? Fucking Robert Goulet.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference. First of all, one's white.
One's a singer.
Okay, anyhow, my faux pas. Anywho, but I got it. You know, take the VH1 Surreal Life and put them in the house after everybody else leaves and make them clean it up.
Alice.
The butler from if you got to go in the early 90s
yes.
as well.
I agree. It's
so you got to do the butler from the early 90s as well.
Have to pick up after Chara.
Ew.
How about the black dude from that
Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was trying to say the one guy.
I'd hate to clean up after China. Think about it.
Okay.
I saw her 4-inch clit.
Yes.
Four inches.
Yeah, dude, it's a mega clit.
Yeah.
She's a fucking guy. It's pure and simple. Oh, he's gonna bring it up. You give him the internet. He's gonna show you China's 4-inch clit.
I don't want to see it.
Somethingawful.com. You can even spell awful. Something gawful. He's bringing it up.
Yeah,
he's
I'm bringing it up.
Surfing
in our
the internet.
Of porn section.
Horrors of porn. Wait, I didn't know China was in a porn.
Yeah, yeah, it was called One Night in China.
X-Pod.
She filmed it with Sean Waltman. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus! Yeah. No wonder she's so... Because every chick in porn is addicted to booze and drugs. So that explains why she was on the Surreal Life all fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
That explains a hell of a lot. Harry Potter.
Let's see here. Yeah. Give me a second. Keep on talking about
right.
for you.
Yeah, we got a cover for him surfing the internet.
What other maids? Flo. Oh, there's live footage from the Las Vegas Strip there, right? Oh, there's the Welcome Las Vegas sign.
Oh, my God.
Why? What
oh
a
my
live,
God.
Live cam.
You suck at stalling time.
Yeah,
all right.
You do.
Stall. Okay.
Let's see what else. Monday, the wise guys.
You know what?
Why
don't
they? How about there you go.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay, wait.
Wait. I'm waiting for them to bring back Buck Rogers.
There you go.
Now here's China's O face.
Ooh.
Well, with all that plastic surgery, she doesn't have much of an O to it. It's more of an eh.
Oh.
What's going on here?
These vid caps from One Night in China.
Really?
Yeah, there's some shitty camera work. They say.
Hello.
I can't see anything.
Yeah.
What's the
Oh.
That's China's acne-covered ass.
Oh, that's steroid ass.
I thought that was the moon. There's a lot of craters.
Dude, it's horrible.
Nasty. She is nasty.
We have landed on the moon.
That's six-pack coming in China.
Hey, lovely.
You know, that's so sad. And they wonder why they can't get any job anywhere.
Oh.
That's China's mega clitoris.
Ew.
Now, I work with people who have those kind of piercings right there, like in their ears.
I'm not too worried about that.
That looks like a penis,
dude. That's what I was just saying.
Yeah. That's what it always reminds me of when I see those piercings. But yeah, that's China's clit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That is a vidcap from the goddamn porn.
That's a penis, dude.
It's a very small one.
It's probably Xbox.
No, but there it is, man.
That's disgusting.
It.
There you
disgusting.
Go.
Dude, that's a penis.
You have now seen more. You have now seen more of China than you ever want to see.
They,
you know, that
thanks,
could be.
She's a hermaphrodite, dude.
You could be dead on accurate with that statement alone.
Right. I don't think so.
You know,
that's a penis.
She has
dude.
To be a hermaphrodite.
That's a penis.
Now, who we're talking about, if anybody remembers watching pro wrestling, was China, the female pro wrestler that, when she started out, she was cut and buffed like a dude.
Exactly.
No, I mean, if she had anything on her chest, it was all muscle.
Uh-huh.
So, and everybody wants a link, so we're putting up a porn link in the chat room.
Yes.
Beware.
Be very aware this is China's 4-inch
clit. If you open this at work, you might get fired.
You do not open this at work.
Send it
your to yourself through email. Yes. Open it later at work.
Horrible.
What about that chick from Small Wonder? She found Jesus, and she doesn't act any longer.
You know who's pretty hot? What's her name? Punky Brewster. She's got
Soleil Moon Frey.
Please tell me you're talking about current Soleil Moon Frey, not as Punky Brewster.
No.
Right. No. Post Punky Brewster when she was 16 and had like 38 triple E's.
There you go.
She walked with a fucking hunch. I used to be a good kid actor. Don't know why she's done like that at 16, but...
Hard living.
That's what they need to do. Surreal life. Put a bunch of these kid actors into...
What do you think they did like the first season? They put like three or four
kid
actors.
So basically you want to see like a series of Dickie Roberts, the movie? What?
Who?
No, what it is, he wants to see where how fucked up they are compared to how wholesome he remembers them, you know?
Exactly. Well, the chick that played Wednesday Addams, on the original Addams Family, she became a porn star. I do know that, yes.
Oh, yeah, she did. I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know what she called herself, but...
I don't know either. She might have gone by a real name.
It had to have been... I'm surprised they didn't
I want to say,
in,
though,
an
she,
Addams
was,
family
she
film.
Was actually married to Jerry Butler for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You know, Ron Jeremy is getting his own reality series.
Yeah, I read about that.
What the hell is he going to talk about?
His penis?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Actually, if you've seen the Ron Jeremy documentary, it is a really good documentary. Really?
Porn star, the legend of Ron Jeremy. It's very good.
Wow. It's very good, and it doesn't... He's a really sad guy, like as in emotionally sad. He's really alone.
He was a teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, he taught retards.
Yeah, special education.
Nice.
Wow.
He taught retards.
After teaching retards for 20 years, you know, you want
to
get
born. No, he only taught them for like a couple of years.
That's all it took for him.
By
to
the way,
to
the chat room, is
actually,
saying...
Actually, porn found him.
Chat room's throwing
he had a
up.
Girlfriend at the time
chat
that took a picture
saying
of
cock.
Him.
Chat room is saying cock. They think it's a dick or two as well.
Is what?
They think China has a cock.
That is
a
penis. A
4-inch cock, but it's still, you know...
I don't know if it functions, but that is a penis.
So...
Chat room believes it's a cock.
What did Sean Walton see in her? You know? What did she see in him? Might be more.
No, easy. She saw verification. Okay, I'm really a girl.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she saw in him.
Oh, look, it's Razor Ramon light.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what Sean Walton saw in
crazy
her?
Crazy bastards.
Knows? Who knows? You know, because as far as I'm concerned, a lot of those people, man, pure scum.
Hey, if they make, I think they are. Are they making a Wonder Woman movie?
Josh Whedon is looking to begin writing a Wonder Woman movie.
Now who's going to play Wonder Woman?
They do not know yet.
Jennifer Garner was
they haven't
mentioned.
Picked.
Or
they need someone with Hooters, man.
Dude, anybody, any.
And they better not pick Lindsay Lohan.
No, there's nothing there. Look at that tripod. See that tripod that's holding the camera? That is Lindsay Lohan now.
Pretty much.
Okay, she. What are you doing?
Although Linda Carter is still pretty hot.
Is that more of her?
Not somebody else.
Oh.
So now you're bringing up more
the
random
hell is
brown.
That?
It's this supposed to be a tumbleweed.
This show is turning to put up.
Porn.
You know, Linda Carter, she's still pretty hot.
Linda Carter's going to be in Dukes of Hazzard as well.
Yes, she is.
Who's she playing?
I have no clue.
She plays Jesse, Uncle Jesse's love interest.
Oh, she's playing the Boss Hogg's wife. Remember
so wait a minute, Willie Nelson's going to get it on with Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh,
think about that. Everybody's childhood fantasy.
Hopefully she doesn't tie his balls blue with her
magic rope.
You
know what movie I'm looking forward to see, which I think is going to be probably pretty good?
Lasso of Truth. Do you love me? Yeah, no!
That Aeon Flux movie.
I don't want to see that.
No,
I don't want to see a live-action film based upon a great, awesome animated cartoon.
Wait, who's playing Aeon Flux?
I started thinking Aeon Flux went downhill as soon as they added voices in the series.
You know, I don't know who's playing Aeon. I don't know who's playing Aeon at all.
I heard.
Let's bring up Internet. Claude, bring up Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
My opinion is you cannot get the style.
No.
Because Aeon Flux had such a...
Fluid,
yeah, an interesting style that no one had
and
seen
there was
in
talking,
America.
Right?
Very little.
So I hope they don't do the same thing.
Yeah,
to,
Liquid Television.
Maybe they'll make a Charlie Brown one. They'll go.
Charlize Theron. Thank you. You like peanuts a lot, don't you?
No.
I hope they'll make a.
He loves peanuts.
Charlize Theron is supposed to be Aeon Flux.
Is going to be Aeon Flux.
And Martin Koskos is supposed to be Trevor Goodchild.
Don't know who that is.
Let's see. They have a photo of the guy here. Some shitty photos.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So anyway, yeah, Aeon Flux is. I mean, No.
How about Star Blazers?
No, that's not Yamato? A Trevor Goodchild.
Hmm?
Spaceship Yamato?
What's that?
Star Blazers? Never heard of that. Oh, never mind.
Is that part two of Solar Babies?
Is it a Japanese cartoon.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But anyhow, when is Aeon Flux supposed to be coming out?
It says, let's see the current status. Prodigy is categorized as being in production.
So who knows?
So they're filming
same time
right
as
now.
The Superman movie, huh? Are they actually filming that movie?
The Superman is currently being filmed, and it should be out next year, I believe. And that's going to be a very interesting film. Oh, fuck, I'm looking at the clock. Claude, we got to wrap up, and we didn't do Mad Props.
You want to run through Mad Props real
quick? Let's do a nice quick and no-clicker-licker Mad Props, because we just don't have them. So, where's the music? Here, hit your music again.
All right, go ahead. I was ready.
Can I have the chat room? Ladies and gentlemen, here at Spankwagon Radio, we did not forget you. It's time for your Mad Props. Without a clicker licker. But let's give Mad Props to Diggs.
Let's give Mad Props to Diggs. Mad Props.
Hunk Atari.
Mad Props.
Ribbon Hammer.
Mad Props. Mad Props. Mad Props. That's me.
Ryan.
Mad Props.
Taiki.
Mad Props.
Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And there's your quick Mad Props. And we need to wrap up the show now because it's time to get ready to move over for, I think, Keen Hash is coming up next on this station.
Yeah, I guess so. So let's
click
go ahead
the damn button.
I heard he's going to be the new co-host of Tap Out. No?
Who knows? They come and go. You know, it's sort of a revolving door for radio shows.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we have a few things to say. First off, big thank you, Sean O'Mac, for showing up the studios and hanging out with us. We
Mad
appreciate it.
Mad props.
Big thank you to Khan from DailyNoise.com.
Mad props.
We're out of that phase. Jesus. Want to say a big thank you to our syndicate. Say thank you to, of course, LV Rocks for letting us play in the chairs.
Much thanks.
A big thank you to Radio306.com for syndicating us. ExtremeRadioTampa.com. For syndicating us as well. And of course, don't forget, if we're not live, we're in the
archive. We are in the archive.
And we're also in podcast.
Mad props.
I think your buttons are broke, bitch.
Big thanks.
Big thanks to autopodcaster.com for recording the show and getting it out there.
So make sure you listen.
Ha ha ha. So make sure we... Yeah.
Make sure you listen to the podcast. Take Spank Wagon with you wherever you go.
Wherever you go. Also, a big thank you to ArsAnime.com, CogBlog. That's a fun one to say.
CogBlog?
Cog. G-O-G. VFTP.net. And, of course, subject to discussion with host Sean O'Mac.
Mad props.
And, of course, if he's not live, he's in our archive as well. Don't know how that worked out.
He's taking up our goddamn
space. I think it's a good thing I'm recording for a backup, eh? Anyhow, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we will be back next week.
Spank Wagon. I'm going to go to the next one.
Latinos.